At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
What it is, what's up, and welcome to another G-Wondering episode from the Ichiban Sweetcast. That's right, it's another tasty, bite-sized morsel delivered to you from the nondescript van that Ichiban Sweetcast Block A is broadcast out of. I'm your host, Rafe Houston, your bad friend, Rafe Houston, and I'm going to be taking you through all the block action from night nine. I'm sorry this is a little late. I get to blame Curtis because he hadn't done eight yet, but that wouldn't have affected the delivery time of this episode because my life has been fucked. But that's all right. We're getting through it and we're balancing it as best we can. If you want to hear about that, you can check out Faces and Fieldcast next episode that's going to be entitled Faces and Fields and the Curse of the Pharaoh. That's right. Your boy has been dealing with a curse from the ancient Egyptians and has been affecting all aspects of his life and the ones he loved. True story. But that will be coming soon to my feed. Regardless, we're jumping on to G1. G1 Climax 34, Night 9. I believe it's from Osaka. And we're breaking down all the action. Skipping over the tags, I'm sure they were great, but I only have so much time in my life. We jump straight into Jake Lee and Callum Newman. I actually didn't mind this. I've been softening on Jake Lee a little bit. And, I think the one that really did it for me is a match that I'll talk about on night 11, I believe, because I'm doing these. That's how far ahead I am and how much time has passed since I watched this. But I'm warming to him a little bit. Let's just say I don't totally hate him now. And I think Callum Newman did everything required to sort of highlight his strengths and hide his weaknesses in some ways, because he's a big man. Callum's flying around for him. He looked really dominant. And just in general, I just think it was a pretty fun match. And I think it continued to highlight, you know, the bright side of Callum Newman and the future he's gonna have. So, yeah, a lot of people, you know, talk it a lie, the Will cosplay, and I've made that joke myself, but that is actually the story. He is, you know, his mentor, and he relies on that, and he uses offense that he knows work for him, but eventually that's going to lead to him becoming his own man, and that's going to be really interesting. So everyone can't wait to see where he's at in a couple of years. Next up, the Great Okan takes his second win of the tournament, defeating Evil. You love to see it. not only because Evil is on Curtis's team, the British Beefcakes, but also because Evil's been on a bit of a win streak, so we like to see him shut down. And Okan's been on a bit of a losing streak up until beating Jake Lee last week. So, yeah, if we're just recounting the points as we go, Jake Lee belongs to Josh, so he took 2 points. And then the Great Okan belongs to Dave, and his Tokyo War Terrorizer, so he took 2 points. Next up, Tetsuya Naito defeated Gabe Kidd. I really enjoyed this match. I've been loving what Gabe has been doing. Also, a bit of a shout out to David Finlay on commentary as well. I like what he was doing, just like, what a heel. But yeah, it was really good. And Gabe's going in cocky into this one. You know, he's not screaming, he's not cussing, he's not pissed off that night. It's taking too long. He's like, take your time. I'm going to beat your ass as soon as I'm able to. And I really sort of like that vibe. And I also like that they sort of protected Gabe here. Is it, though he lost to the champion, no less, he didn't really win, like, in a definitive way. He sort of just got caught. And I think that's good. I think that protects him, but I think there's big money in Gabe in the future, and I'll be super interested to see how deep he gets in this tournament. I would love to see him in the finals, if not win the thing, but I don't think him winning is on the cards, but he might well be in the finals by the time it is all said and done. Next up was... Oh, and Curtis has Naito, so another 2 points to Curtis. Curtis is on a bit of a run here towards the end where his guys that have started slow are starting to pick up, and his guy that started fast is starting to slow down. So he's got like a nice balance going on with this team. We were talking about it the other day, and I was like, fuck, I'd be miserable if I had your team. He's like, I am, but I'm loving these points. And I'm like, I'm sure you are, but you got to be looking back at the end of all this going, I'm so glad I won Stiff One, but I'm really sad my podcast ended and New Japan is destroyed. So we'll see. Speaking of New Japan being destroyed and my team taking a fucking loss, Sonata defeated Shota Umino. Didn't love this match, okay. Could be my bias, but I think both guys have the ability to be really good. I don't think they're necessarily good at bringing people up to their level, and when they're both sort of at this level, I feel like they just sort of peter out. I feel like it never really got into that super high gear. I don't think it was bad, but I just don't think it got to where it could be. So yeah, Sonata picks up another 2 points for Curtis. And my boy Shooter is left there with a big donut. Lastly, match of the night absolutely goes to Shingo versus Zack Sabre Jr. What an absolute fucking banger. They crank straight into it. It's hell for leather from the moment they start. Some absolutely brutal strikes, brutal slams, Zack drivers, Made in Japan's, all this stuff. In the end, the final move that took Zack out, I swear he dumped him straight on his head. Like, we all thought in the chat, like the Sweet Stiffies chat, as it's called, between WeWork Stiff and the Ichiban Sweet cast, we all thought Zack was dead. And we are very glad that he's not. He revealed in the post-match comments that he's lucky he doesn't have a neck and that he's made of vegan jelly, as he was able to survive. And so that is really great, and I'm super glad that that is actually what happened. Next up, just to give you a rundown of where that leaves all the points, at the end of Block A at Night 9, we've got Evil remaining on 10 points, we've got Zack Sabre Jr. on 8 points, we've got Gabe Kidd on 6 points, Shota Umino on 6 points, Shingo Takagi on 6 points, and Sonata on 6 points. Naito on 6 points, Callum Newman on 4, Great Okan on 4, and Jake Lee 4. So yeah, there's still quite a few people in the mix, especially if I think it's 3 go into the playoffs. So yeah, it could be anybody's game still. So we'll see where that plays out to. As far as the Sweet Stiffies draft, where are we at? At the end of round 9, the coach of the West Coast Captains, I'm on 32. Curtis, the coach of the British Beefcakes, is on 34. Josh, the coach of the Gold Coast, the coach of the Gold Coast Hot Takes, fucking hell, is on 28. And Dave, the coach of the Tokenwild Terrorizers, is on 26. That could still go anyway. There's a, like I said, Curtis's team is heating up at the end. I'm going through a lot of rounds, these couple of rounds, of my guys all versing each other. But I'm pretty sure that after the next week, like after night 11, I think none of my guys ever verse each other again. So hopefully I can start to put some more points on the board and figure that all out. So yeah, that is where we are at the moment. I'm recording this now in transit, and I'm going to be recording night 11 straight away. So you won't have a very long wait between, and I believe Curtis has already recorded 10. So I think he recorded 10 before 8, actually. I think he missed it. So yeah, you'll get them in your feed very quickly. Now, just going to run through the plugs. I'm not going to take too long because Curtis was giving me shit that he thought my last plugs last time were longer than the content of my actual episode. So what I'm going to do to cut him down is I'm just going to cut out any plugs that involve Curtis and just focus on all of the other ones, and that should hopefully make up some of the time. Follow at WeWorkStiff to check out all the action in the Stiff One draft and all the work they're doing over there and all the stakes that are going along with everything we're doing with the Stiff Boys. Check out at Countout Network to support all the people over there, and also check out the Patreon and our extra show, The Sweet Spot. We'll have some stuff coming up for them soon. And then at Faces Feels Cast to check out everything to do with my interview series, my Anything Go series, where I talk trash with my mate Alex, and you'll get to find out about the curse of the Pharaoh that has been affecting mine and my family's life. And then, if you want to check out anything to do with my commentary, you can check out at DWMR Perth. All our shows are for free up on YouTube, and check out all the No Ring craziness that happens there. And I will be recording commentary shortly for Scotland's Bleeding Gum Wrestling, for Wire and Ice, their amazing pay-per-view that they just recorded. That'll be done editing, we'll be recording, and that will be up on IWTV. If you're not an IWTV member, you should go and be one. I don't have a code for them, so I'm not going to plug that, but it's worth checking out. So anyway, thank you for listening. If you want to check out Curtis, I'm sure you can find that. We don't want to waste any precious time by giving out any addresses or anything like that. Until then, rate and subscribe, listen or die. Spirited fight. Stylus. Sweet cars. Itchy. Bye.
Countout provides a wide variety of bonus content that is right at your fingertips. On the Countout Patreon, our podcasts are creating bonus content exclusively for you, their listener. For only $5 a month, you can watch instant reactions to major shows, watch-alongs, early access to main feed podcasts, some fun goof and gag audio, plus shows from some of the podcasters' outside interests. It's the best way to experience all that the Countout Network has to offer. So head on down to patreon.com/countout to take part in some of the best and most fun content wrestling has to offer. Again, that is patreon.com/countout. This has been a Countout Podcast.